The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
That the Holy Spirit drops. Do this. See this person. Act like this. You are finished. And it is through prayer we get that. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So prayer leads you into all things. Prayer is not the end. But prayer is the means to a perfect end. I've not wasted my destiny at all. Right from age 20, God started telling me who I am. He started showing me my destiny. He started telling me what I am going to be. He started telling me my ministry. He started showing me who I should marry. These are very important things in life. By age 20, because I started praying at age 16. When every Tuesday, most of the Tuesday, I will fast and pray to know who God wants me to be and to know who I should marry. By age 20, in secondary school from 4, God started speaking to me. Even though I didn't like what God wanted me to be. But somehow, God didn't allow me to waste time. He did not allow me to waste my years. Right at age 22, I found myself in the Bible school. And that is what I've been doing till today. I didn't waste my time to go and study mechanics. I didn't waste time to go and study building. I didn't waste time to go and study nursing. I didn't waste time to go and study carpentry. I didn't waste time to go and be a driver. Right from day one. For 37 years, 38 years now. That is just what I have been doing. Look, prayer is the shortest way. And the one God showed
me
to be my wife. She's the one I'm married to. She's the only woman in this world that I've spoken to about marriage. She's the only woman I have known sexually. No woman again. So you see, clean, straight, sharp. Otherwise,
yes,
you would have moved with this woman small. No, she's not the one you dump. She's not the one you dump. She's not the one you dump. Now that you are a pastor, anytime you stand there, the devil will remind you. Shut up. You two, you are talking about hot. Have you forgotten that woman? Have you forgotten that one? Have you forgotten that one? Look, your power level becomes weak. Do you know why I can do these things in this area? Because the God that is with me is so strong. Amen.
Amen.
Because the enemy hasn't got so much holes in my life. He doesn't have so much holes to punch into my life. He doesn't have. Who did I fornicate with? Who am I fornicating with? Even though I'm still human. And I still make mistakes. So I still make mistakes. But listen to me. Is it John 14:30? The prince of this world cometh, but he has nothing in me.
Yes. Yes.
John 14:30. The prince of this world. Look, the reason why some people's power potent is so weak is because the enemy has too many things against them. He has anger against them. He has envy against them. He has jealousy against them. He has unbelief against them. He has rebellion against them. He has cheating against them. He has gossip against them. So when you stand there, you say, in the name of Jesus. Have you ever cast a demon and the demon is laughing at you? You haven't seen some. Come out in Jesus' name. Squeeze the face. I said, come out. The demon will squeeze. No, I said, come out. Come out.
You too.
You see? The demon has weighed you. You too. Ah. Those days when we didn't have experience, we begin to bargain. So when are you going? When are you leaving? 3 days time. They will put our heads together. The demon says,
Three days time.
So what we do? We didn't have experience. So after Prince was okay, 3 days time. But when you know your stand, you say in the name of Jesus, the demon leaves. Look, 90% of men of God. I don't want to go there. Pray for us, pastors. We are one of the reasons why, the people of God are not breaking through. Because when the man of God has too many holes in his life or her life, when you say in Jesus, it's like gunpowder.
Okay, say our yes, you might say to draw.
It's not bullets.
And yeah, Boba,
beloved.
I don't know.
That is why these 100 days
we are
focusing on prayer. Out of this prayer time, you see, after this prayer, your life should be short. I mean that you should receive exact counsel, choice. You shouldn't make mistakes. Because through prayer, you have received the best of counsel. Our thing tonight is taking my stand taking my stand to end battles at the gate of my delivery. Taking my stand. It is written there, taking my stand to end the battles at the gate of my delivery. Taking my stand. This was what we prayed at the morning power for today. 11th hour. We prayed on overcoming the battles at the gate of my quick and sudden delivery. You see, they are similar. But you see here, we are taking our stand. Daniel took his stand. In Daniel chapter 10, verse 10 to 14. Daniel took his stand. He said, a hand touched me and set me trembling on my hands and knees. He said, Daniel, you are highly esteemed. Consider carefully the words I'm about to speak to you and stand up. Now, let's go to verse 1. In the third year of Cyrus, king of Persia, a revelation was given to Daniel, who was called Belteshazzar. Let's go to Daniel chapter 9, verse 1. Verse 1 to 3. Daniel 9, 1 to 3. In the first year of Darius, son of Xerxes, a Mede by descent, who was made ruler over the Babylonian kingdom, in the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, understood from the scriptures according to the word of the Lord given to Jeremiah the prophet that the desolation of Jerusalem will last 70 years. So I turned to the Lord and pleaded with him in prayer and petition, in fasting and in sackcloth and ashes. Daniel took a stand.
Daniel Fanijinabia.
To understand the meaning of Jeremiah chapter 25. Verse 11. That the captivity will last 70 years. Why has 70 years come? And nothing is happening. Why? Why am I being given so much prophecies? And nothing is happening. You need to take a stand on that. To go before the Lord and find out why. And we know from Daniel 10, we have been reading that what happened.
When
the angel said, from verse 12, since the first day that you set your mind to gain understanding to humble yourself before your God, your words were heard, and I have come in response to them. Now, if since the first day, your words were heard. Why is it that it is on 21st day that you are coming? Then verse 13. Gabriel explained why. It has taken 21 days. That the prince of Persia.
Persia Mapoma.
The present day Iran. Where you are,
baby, I wanna.
There is a prince in the air.
Now, my poor baby,
a demonic principality.
Aye, and demon in peninie
resisted me.
Esi,
and detained me for 21 days.
No, mami, jina honi fwedi ono ba kong.
By your angel Michael King.
Now, so about fufu from Michael by
to assist me.
Ebe bua me.
And then when you read verse 20,
now can you imagine now?
The angel said to Daniel.
What for? Nkache Daniel say.
So he said, do you know why I have come to you? Soon, I will return to fight against the prince of Persia. And when I go, the prince of Greece will come. That's what you call coordination.
When everyone said, enkabomo.
Coordination of battles. Coordinated spiritual warfare. So you see, the principality of Greece. The same way Angel Michael came to help Gabriel.
Now, Gabriel
to overcome the prince of Persia. The prince of Persia also called the prince of Greece.
Let's stand here.
Gabriel is coming.
Now, Gabriel,
we must finish him. So you see, battle before delivery. Battle after delivery. The delivery angel fought to deliver. Now that he is going back, he is going to fight again. Look, we need to make research on this. There is a message there. So it means that it is not just that your testimony has been delivered. Your testimony can be delivered and can be stolen. It can be delivered and can be lost. Because the powers that were conquered by the delivery angel. There is another, there is a reinforcement.
That's
why we say Christianity is warfare. Daniel took a stand to end battles at the gate of delivery. Isaiah 6:8, God asked
Isaiah,
who will go for us? Whom shall I send? Isaiah said, send me.
Ezekiel 22:30.
After God had declared judgment, on Israel and Judah, who had fallen into sin. He said, in spite of all this, if only I find a man to stand in the gap, to build the wall, I look for someone among them who will build up the wall and stand before me in the gap on behalf of the land, so I will not have to destroy it. But I found no one. 31:31. So I will pour out my wrath on them and consume them with my fiery anger, bringing down on their own heads all they have done, declares the sovereign Lord. Because there is no one to stand in the gap, I will pour out my wrath. Do you know why people are not marrying your family? Do you know why certain disasters and misfortunes are still happening in your family? Do you know why, even though all your family are speaking in tongues, certain diseases are still in the family? Because no one is standing in the gap against that particular thing. No one. I look for a man, but I found none. So I have poured out my wrath. Balara mashatako, ayito la mashanda. Look. You must be like the seal breaker in Revelation chapter
5.
The vision that John was given. When he saw a book, a scroll, with writing, And there was no one to break the seals. There were seven seals. Inside that scroll is the will of God. Is the mind of God. Let me tell you, one of the keys to your greatness in life,
look,
one of the keys that gives you the surest and the shortest way in life is the will of God. It's the revelation of God. Look, when you know that you know that this is the will of God for me. This is the man I'm supposed to marry. This is the woman I'm supposed to
marry.
This is the job I'm supposed to do. This is where I'm supposed to stay.
Look,
when you know those things, you will live long. You know why people are dying young? Today that medical technology has advanced. Look, in the 70s, when I stay with my grandmother and my grandfather in the village, sometimes it takes 2 years before you hear that somebody has died in Accra or Kumasi outside, and then they are bringing the person. 2 years.
2 years.
Sometimes the whole year in the town there, before you hear that a small boy or some old woman, somebody is dead. There were no deaths. No deaths. But today, I have attended a funeral where they bury five people, five coffins.
Five.
To the funeral service, five, six, Eight, 11, 13. Today, rather that technology has increased. Do you know why? Two reasons why. Spiritual standards are broken. Spiritual principles are disregarded. Today there is no standard. Anybody can do anything. You can't check anybody. No principles. Today, you can decide that you want to be a man. A woman can just decide.
Look,
from today, I feel I am a man. And nobody can challenge you. Look, when standards are broken, look at the way the youth are dying. Because no standard, no principle, that opens door to premature death. Nobody is under anybody. Today in the church, you rebuke somebody, he leaves. You go to another place. Quickly, another pastor will welcome the person and give the person a position. And use that to bluff the other pastor. No discipline. That is why deaths, misfortune, all manner of things are happening to people. Daniel took his stand.
Now Daniel Fanijina Bia.
Hannah took a stand.
Hannah Sujinaye.
David took a stand.
David is sorry, Jinaye.
When Goliath appeared.
Emra Goliath appeared.
David took a stand.
David Jinaye.
You must take a stand for yourself first. Take a stand for your family. Today, after morning podcast, somebody sent me a beautiful audio. About what I said about one of my blood sisters. What this person went through. And nobody was aware. Only herself and husband. Look, you don't go through that thing
anymore
and be the same.
Now, want to say, now,
I will not mention it.
Almost so that.
A demonic attack, but it's a medical situation.
I had demon or two years and so and I'm
a
serious
medical situation.
You
say, brother, I'm going to tell you something. This thing happened to me.
We are to me.
Look at me.
Hear me.
Can you see any sign?
What do you mean? I said,
you are lying. You don't understand what you are saying.
What thing now can I say?
The lie.
I'm not saying here.
Then you don't know.
I said, we name.
It's because you are a pastor.
And I'm sorry, you are so funny.
That's why I'm telling you
this. America, we are
doctors cannot understand.
A doctor, Pumpo, ain't here.
A doctor asked me.
A doctor, name me beside me, say.
Is your father a pastor?
Now, Papa, you are so funny.
Is your mother a pastor?
Oh, mommy, you are so funny.
Because this one only called.
Wait, I didn't say Yamipe.
My brother is a pastor.
I see me, Abema, you are so funny.
Is that your brother?
He's a great
man of God.
Because
this thing,
way,
you are a dead person.
You
say, out of thing.
That
suffered this particular thing. Scarcely you get one. Scarcely medical report show. Scarcely you get one. And the thousands of dollars that were spent. And you know, when the final bill came,
now,
she suffered that thing for 1 year. Went through treatment 1 year. And when the final medical bill came,
you know what they
wrote under? Fully settled.
Yes, sir.
Fully settled. Over 50-something thousand dollars. Fully settled.
Yes, we're training
up to today. Who fully settled it? They don't know.
They don't know.
That's all when the Holy Spirit spoke to me. When we were talking, and I was shouting, then the Holy Spirit said, have you forgotten that you are in covenant with me? There is a particular offering you give every Sunday for years now. There are some 3-4 things, 5 things you do in secret for yourself, your family, your church members, and those who are connected to you, that you don't want to bury them
prematurely,
that you don't want them to suffer some things. That is what has affected your sister. I said, wow.
And I
said,
yay.
See, when you go to church, say, give offering.
Do this.
You think they are worrying you?
Say how?
Take a stand.
But
covenant.
Now call Abu,
and it will start with you.
Maybe
I say it will start with you. It will start with you. Stop crying over your husband. Stop crying over your wife. And take a stand.
Now
tears don't do anything,
oh.
Look, the devil, when you are crying, he wants you to cry more. Take a stand. Take a stand. Say, my Father in heaven, I stand in the blood. I take a stand. Tonight, I take a stand against the battles at the gate of my delivery. I take my stand to end every battle at the gate of my delivery. I take my stand. I take my stand. I take my stand. I take my stand against family battles. Against family family battles, against marital battles in my family, against health battles, against spiritual battles, against economic battles, against social battles. I take my stand. 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 I take my stand against every unending battle. Every unending battle at the gate of my delivery. I take my stand. I take my stand. Take your stand right now.
I take my stand. 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 I take my stand.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Recently,
a
cousin of mine came to see me with a husband.
And in a crew.
Very close. And what was it? A particular organ in the body.
Now, I didn't be warning you to do anymore.
Is damaged.
Yes, sir. I say,
and need to be replaced.
Now, here, sir, you have to fulfill your
hope. It can never be done in Ghana.
Now, yet to mean soon, you will man Ghana Muha.
And it is 50-50.
Now,
I look at the husband.
Or your new crono.
I said, never.
I see there be that.
It will never happen.
Hey, see that.
I say, it will never happen.
Hey, see that.
That has never happened in our family.
So
that thing cannot happen. This, what we call the water, Gladys?
Structured water.
Structured water.
See,
I bought three discs for this church. For people, old ladies, I mean, to drink and get health. Bureaucracy. The discs are just there. And people are weak and getting tired. To help the change. People are just weakened. Look how I'm strong. We are drinking structured water. The deeds are there. I bought them for this church. But this one will say, I will be in charge. This one will say, because of electricity. This confusion. So it is there. How many years now? Almost 3 years now. Almost 3 years. Three discs for the church. They are there. Sometimes when we pastors, we blow. They say, why is the pastor is angry? You don't know. When you want to help people. And then, plus something we ask them to get. Another product we take. We introduce this thing to them. We prayed with them. Listen to me. The other day when we met them, there is a turn around. I said, there is a turn around. The situation has changed. It has changed. The situation has change. I said the situation has changed. Say in the name of Jesus Christ, I take my stand. I take my stand as a covenant child of God. I say no. I say no way to every battle at the gate of my delivery. I take my stand. I take my stand. I take my stand. I take my stand. I take your stand right now.
I take my stand.
Let that battle die. Let every battle, let every battle, let every battle at the gate of my delivery, every battle that is going on at the gate of my delivery, every battle going on at the gate of my delivery, let every battle cease. Let every battle die. Let every battle cease. Let every battle die. Let every battle cease. Let every battle die. I take my stand. I take my stand. I take my stand. I say no. I say this battle must end. This battle must end. This delay must end. This delay must end. Every 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 postponement must end. Every postponement must end. Every battle must end. Sakata kabaya. Every battle at the gate of my delivery, every battle that is going on, any battle that is going on, any battle in the atmosphere, any battle in the environment, any battle in my atmosphere, any battle in my environment, Santa Kaba, Santa Kabaya, I prekete kebara, ale bakala masa, la prakata kabaya, abale kata kabaya. Yes, let the battle die. I take my stand as a covenant child of God. I say no way for any battle at the gate of my delivery. Yes, let the battle end. Let the battle end. Every battle that is going on at the gate of the delivery of my testimony, the delivery of my answers, the delivery of my solution, the delivery of my health, the delivery of my prosperity, the delivery of my healing, the delivery of my restoration, the delivery of my revival, the delivery of my promotion. Every battle that is going on, let the battle end. 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 By blood and by fire. Let the battle end. 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 Yes, yes, yes. Let the battle end. 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 Yes, 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 yes. Yes, yes, yes. Let the battle at the gate of my delivery. Yes, let the battle end. 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 Yes, 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 yes. Ya 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 ya.
Sakata kapakata. Ipakata kapaya. 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 Ipakata kapaya.
In Jesus' name,
amen.
You see, what has never happened to anybody in your family, what no one has achieved, there is a covenant of boundaries. There is a seal of limitation. Let me tell you. If you are not the first to build a house in your family, you haven't done anything. What is it that you have done in your family no one has done? Yes! Yes! That's what we are talking about. Building.
And then see.
Car.
And say.
People build.
People
have cars. What is it that you have achieved that no one... That is what we are talking about. That is what we are talking about. Yes. It has ended. She is declaring. Heaven is saying amen. Yes. Yes. Before you realize, it is gone. That's
That's what you are talking about.
And then I can't watch them.
If everybody has a house, your house should be a castle.
And so we no a castle.
When they are comparing houses, when they come to yours, they can't talk.
Na ye dia e fie tututu fie ho a ye du fie ho a e se ano ye di.
That is when you are.
Na ye boy tinko.
Let me tell you.
Mami kan chiro.
I can decide today.
Obetima na dwin na se
to resign from this church.
So obeja fie asori mo.
The Laliboja's name will remain forever.
Na ni din be ka happy bo.
Because when I took over this church.
Emra be fa asori no.
1 kilometer square.
I say
no church. The only church
I
picked one was Jubilee.
Jubilee, I'm sorry.
Jubilee.
Jubilee.
No church around. Even Perez was not there. I had to take my prayer warriors for prayer walk. How many times did you do prayer? About 3 times.
Several times.
Several times. One time.
Nakro.
We were 8 who went. 7 prayer warriors and myself, eh?
Yes, please.
How many were sick after that? Only you and I were not sick.
Yes.
But you two, I think you had some running stomach some days. They broke down. They were sick. We walk. This gutter here. We started 10:30.
If you have seen on
walk the anointing. Then we walk up. ARS, yes, yes. Top then, ARS. That church, ARS. Then Jubilee. We walk like this. Then we walk. Big Fab wrote there like this. Then we walk down like this. The Holy Spirit was directing us. We were anointing certain spots. We got to a big tree at the toilet there. The Holy Spirit said, anoint the tree. We anointed the tree. We never knew that tree
is
a witch center. 1 o'clock, you see light on the tree. Me, I didn't know. When we anointed that tree, 3 days, there was thunder. Thunder struck that tree. It bent. Go to the toilet there, whether you see that tree again. Today,
and then,
how many churches do we have around?
Plenty.
How many churches?
Plenty.
How many churches do we have?
Plenty.
Even in some of these houses, there are fellowships.
Because
somebody took a stand. We took a stand.
Yes, sorry, Tinaya.
The powers in this area.
They
know me.
Look,
before you take any title, be careful. Demons will test your title. How many powers have you confronted? You call yourself bishop. You call yourself up. That's why pastors are dying premature. Young people. Once you can make your hand like this and somebody fall, you are a general overseer. Wait and see. The demon in charge of general overseer is coming. Say, my Father in heaven.
My Father in heaven.
Tonight, I take my stand.
I take my stand.
I take my stand.
I take my
stand. Against family limitations.
Against family limitations.
Family barriers.
Family barriers.
Environmental limitations.
Environmental limitations.
Atmospheric limitations.
Atmospheric limitations.
I take my stand.
I take my stand.
I take my stand.
I take my stand.
In the blood of Jesus.
In the blood of Jesus.
In the armor of God.
In the armor of God.
I take my stand.
I take my stand.
I say no way.
I say no way.
I break out.
I break out.
I break out. I break forth.
And I break forth.
I break out 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 and I break forth. I break out and I break forth. I break out and I break forth. I break out and I break forth.
I break out and I break forth. I break out and I break forth.
I break out and I break for. I am Alabrando Totole Baba. I am the Rosuana Baba. I am the Lobo Cotole Baba. I am the Lobo Cotole Baba. I am Alabrande Calababa. I am Alabrande Catole Baba. I am Alabrande Calababa. I am the Lobo Cotole Baba. I am Alabrande Catole Baba. I am Alabrande Calabrande. I am the Lobo Cotole Baba. I break up and I break up. 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 I am Alabrande Calababa. I am the Lobo Cotole Baba. I am Alabrande Catole Baba. I am the Lobo Cotole Baba. I am the Alabrande Catole Baba. I am Alabrande Calababa. I am Alabrande Catole Baba. I am Alabrande Calababa. I am the Lobo Cotole Baba. I am Alabrande Calababa. I am the Lobo Cotole Baba. I am Alabrande Calababa. I am the Lobo Calababa. I am Alabrande Calababa. I am the Lobo Cotole Baba. I am the Lobo Cotole Baba. I am Alabrande Calole Baba. I break out and I break up. 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 I am the Lobo Cotole Baba. I am Alababa. I am the Lobo Cotole Baba.
In Jesus' name,
amen.
Say, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ,
in the mighty name,
I take my stand against family limitations, ancestral limitations, generational limitations, environmental limitations. What does it work for people in my family? It must work for me. The level they have never crossed, I am crossing that level. As I clap my hand, I take my stand against family limitations, ancestral limitations, generational limitations, parental limitations, environmental limitations. What people in that area, what does it work for them? What does it work for them? It must work for me. It must work for me. It must work for me. Yes, it must work for me. I take my stand. What does it work for anybody? It must work for me. 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 I am breaking out. I am breaking forth. I take my stand. I take my stand for a change, for a turn around. Sakata, abrakata kabaya, ipeke teke para, ipakata kabaya, ilabakata kabaya. Ale karabakata kabaya, bale kata kabaya, marakata kabaya, abale kata kabaya, la brakata kaba itala baba. I am the Lord of the Lord of
Santa Cabale, Taka Takabale, Caraba Santa Caba, Malika Takabale Cata, Ipaka Takabaya Cata, Ipaka Takabale Caraba Santa, Ilabaka Takabala Cata, Apaka Takabaya Cata Cabaya. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Anytime you hear a Christian saying,
ask
for me,
me dear,
ask for my family,
me busian dear,
it's a shame.
Hey, new woo.
I'm telling you, it's a shame.
Hey, new woo, pa.
That is why you are to take a stand.
And anything I say to me, sorry, Gina.
Look, taking a stand is not an easy thing.
Now, say, oh, sorry, Gina. I had the idea from
the enemy, the whole hell will come at you.
Because
they know that you are going to dispossess them. So their anger will focus on you. But the more you must stand, the more you must stand, the more you must stand. I told you, in Singapore, they wanted to kill me.
Now, Catherine, let me say, oh, Singapore, na kome so mukuno.
Because nobody is supposed to travel.
There is OBBN, SO2,
3 days.
Nam, yes, sir.
3 weeks.
Now,
3 months.
Beso, yes, sir.
3 years.
Fear me, yes, sir.
They must bring your dead.
I said, you need to move no ba.
I travel second week.
Me too, kind. Now, you are talking to me, you know.
On the 14th floor.
12
midnight.
I'll
feel a touch. Somebody will touch me.
I saw being in his academy.
And tell me, Della.
I see Della.
Go to the balcony.
Go at you.
And jump.
Now go hurry.
And jump.
Okoha.
And jump.
Hurry.
I tried it. When I'm about to jump, something cold will come. Then I'll get down. Then I'll go inside. Reg International Hotel. CNN, they have been advertising. 5-star hotel.
That's
where we went.
I was CNN.
40-story building.
14 floor. No, yet also do nine so.
Second day. Third day.
That told me and that tells me and son.
I lean on the pillar like.
Or the no tree
about
ever so no.
Jump!
Oh, Baba, green!
Then I heard.
And I'm a tear.
Della.
Hey, Della.
What are you going to do to yourself?
Have
you considered Gladys and Enoch?
Why do you about Gladys and Enoch?
If the other students arrive and you are not among them, then that cold came on me. And I got down.
No, I see from.
Anytime for the trip, anytime I go back, I will see my roommate Isaac Umelu. He was the African director of Unilever. African director,
those days.
I will see him kneeling by his bed. Everybody is in your corner. You have your fridge, you have your TV, you have your everything. This one, I mean, he will be kneeling down. The third day, immediately I came in, he got a switch on the light. He came to embrace me. He held me tight. He put his hand in his pocket. Remove $100. And put it inside my pajamas. He
said,
sit down.
I said,
he said, since last 3 days.
I said, anytime
you wake up.
I'll be sorry, no.
The Holy Spirit wakes me up.
He said,
kneel down and pray for your friend. Kneel down and pray for your friend. So you see, he stood for me.
So
it was his prayer that prevented the enemy from killing me. On the third day, when I got down,
And I was standing. I
saw
a huge bird flying, coming, very big. At the point I realized it was coming to me. When he entered into the compound, the place is at Orchard Road, Shangri-La Hotel. And all this charity, this big, big hotel, that's where they are.
Yeah,
as it entered there,
oh, right,
then I said, in Jesus' name,
oh, yes,
the bird fell
and
scattered.
Oh, right,
6 a.m. news. The high priest of Sri Mariama Temple died at 1:30 a.m.
How much?
When I arrived, one of my uncles, a terrible juju man, who never knew, he called my father.
Our friend Papa.
Has the law arrived?
The law Bedu.
Did he arrive safely?
Obedu was from Jesus.
And when I got to know, that he was part of the conspiracy. Three of them. I cleared them within 1 year. I cleared them. Within 1 year, I cleared them. They buried them. If you couldn't clear me, I'll clear you. I said, powers that couldn't destroy you, you destroy them. Those who couldn't clear you, you must clear them. You must clear them. We are not supposed to pray for covenant enemies. Say, my Father in heaven.
My Father in heaven.
I take my stand.
I take my stand.
Against family barriers.
Against family barriers.
Family limitations.
Family limitations.
Parental barriers.
Parental
limitations. Environmental barriers.
Environmental
limitations.
Environmental limitations.
Places no one in the family can cross.
Places no one.
Things no one in the family has achieved. I take my stand to achieve them. I take my stand to achieve them. I take my stand to possess them. I take my stand to own them. I take my stand to break out and break forth.
I take my stand to possess them. I take my stand to break forth and break forth.
I take my stand.
In Jesus' name,
amen.
Say, powers involved.
Powers involved.
Say, any spirit,
any
principality,
any
power involved,
any power involved
in this battle.
In this battle,
at the gate of my delivery,
any
power involved, I cast them down.
I cast them down.
I cast them down. I cast them down by blood and by fire. Cast them down. 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 Cast them down.
By blood and by fire. By blood and by fire. I cast them down. I cast them down.
Any power involved, principalities involved at this battle at the gate, I cast them.
them down. I cast 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 them down. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
We are going to pray two more prayers. This last one for ourselves. Let me tell you, everybody listening to me, some human beings are gates. Some human beings, they are part of the battles at your gate. People who talk bad about you. You don't know. Do you know that somebody has been touched to help you? But he met somebody who says something about you. And that person, if God should open, look, you don't know why sometimes I get angry with people. I thank God I don't curse
people.
Because God taught me a lesson. If you are a pastor who cares people by heart, your ministry will not last long. That was why Elijah's ministry didn't last long. Otherwise, what I will be doing to some people, you don't know. Let me tell you, investigate the spirit of people who are around you.
Now see, any power on you here, mumu.
When Eduji was 15 years, Enoch was 21 years. I called them
before
with their mother
and woman.
I said, now you understand what I'm going to tell you.
Now
I am in covenant with God that anyone around me who opened himself or herself for the enemy to use against me, I will spare you. Whether you are my wife, you are my son, you are my daughter, are you hearing? They say yes. If you like, open yourself for the enemy to use you. Let me know that you are the one the enemy is using. You don't know what will happen to you. Like in this church. Thank God that I don't curse people in this church. Thank God. The things people tell you, the things some of you say about the church. A brother and sister are walking. People will go to that sister. Why are you tolerating that brother? Why are you tolerating that brother? Those people are gates. They are part. Keep your mouth shut. Let the person himself discover for himself. Say human battles. Say human gates. In the church. And in my life. Holy Ghost, arrest them. Arrest them, arrest them. Arrest them, arrest them, arrest them. Arrest them and nail them. Shut them down. Shut them down. Human gates in my family. Human gates at my workplace. Human gates in my department. Human gates in the church. Human gates in my environment. Human gates and battles. Human gates and battles. Human gates and battles.
Arrest them. Arrest them. Papa.
I am Balabra Sukalepa. I
Shut them down.
Shut them down. Shut them down. Shut them down. Shut them down. Shut them down. And the human being that has become a gate, that has become a battle. Shut them, shut them, shut them, shut them, shut them, shut them, shut them down, shut them down, shut them down, shut them down.
In Jesus' name, the last prayer. We want to take a stand against the battle at the gate of the delivery of our project. Say in the name of Jesus Christ. Our Father in heaven. As covenant sons and daughters of yours, we take our stand against every battle that is going on against the quick delivery of this project of the I Am Temple. We take our stand. Let that battle cease. Let that battle die. Let that battle come to an end. Every battle against the delivery of this project, as we clap our hands, let the battle die. Let the battle cease.
Let the battle die. Let the battle cease. Let the battle die. Let the battle die. Kaba hakaya. Kaya ndolumbuko. Kaya ndolumbuko. Kaya ndolumbuko. Kaya ndolumbuko. Kaya ndolumbuko.
Kaka taka bale. Ipreketa kepara. I pakale masanda le prekete ke para I papakata kabaya le prekete ke para le prekete ke para le prekete ke bala le bebekete ke bale le prekete ke bale sekete ke bale le prekete ke bale le prekete ke bale le prekete ke bale sata kabaya le prekete ke bale Koto kabaya, yes, 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 yes. Le bakaraba shata, a Every
battle that is going on. Yes. Let the battle cease. Let this project deliver. Deliver quickly.
Santa Kaba, Apakara, Ibrekete Kepara, Aita Kabale Kara, Kata. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Sometimes those of you who are very close to me, you don't know why I am hard on you. It is because I am in covenant with God.
If you say oninyame wa apamu,
that anyone that will open up,
say obi bia obe bia ne ho
for the devil against me, we are enemies in the realms of the spirit. We are friends physically, but spiritually, no. I would deal with you as an enemy. When my secretary came to work, people started asking, can you work with him? So fear grip him. Fear grip her. But when she started trying me,
now all son here kakra no.
Then she got to know that I am not the person that people thought I am.
Oh, auntie said the nanny back and you.
Those who thought I am a lion or a bear. Go to her and ask her. Go to my wife and ask. In the house, they are always laughing. I make them laugh. I am down to earth. But I have my principle. I don't lower my standard. The reason why I am hard with those of you who are closer to me is because I don't want you to become an enemy. I don't want you to open up so that I will begin to deal with you as an enemy. That's why immediately I will check you. I don't keep anything in my heart. That's why God is using me. Everything I will say, God knows my heart, pure heart. Blessed are the pure in heart. What will happen to them?
They shall see God.
No, purity of heart. Don't keep things in your heart. Begin to thank God right now.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's Heavenly Family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.